Hello and welcome to another Orbit, the weekday devotional from the youth team at St Mary's Reigate. I'm Martin Saunders. If you're just joining us for the first time, Orbit is a daily Bible reading with some thoughts on how you can put this into practice in your everyday life. We hope it's useful, and if you like it, please do tell others and spread the word. Today's reading is Romans chapter 12, verses 9 to 10. And it's a really short reading today, by the way, because over the next few days, we're going to be working our way through quite a short but an amazing passage. Romans 12 is one of the most sort of action-packed sections of the whole Bible, and it contains so many helpful ideas about what it means to live as a follower of Jesus. In fact, take some time to read it this week if you can. Love must be sincere. Hate what is evil. Cling to what is good. Be devoted to one another in love. Honour one another above yourselves. If you were to boil the Christian life down to just one short statement, you might just choose some of the words I've just read. Paul says, be devoted to one another in love. And when he writes that, he echoes the words of Jesus when he said that above all else, we should love one another. In fact, Jesus went on to say after that, that this, the act of loving each other and putting each other first, would be the main way that people would recognize that we were his followers. So what does it really mean to love each other? Well, poets as diverse as Wordsworth and Harry Styles have tried to answer that question through the ages. But Paul gives us a few clues of his own. First, he says that love is sincere. We don't love people in order to get something back in return or for any other hidden motive. We love because we follow a God of love who teaches us to care deeply even for those who don't seem to deserve it. Then Paul says that love is about hating what is evil and clinging to what is good. Love is rejecting selfishness, unkindness, impatience, jealousy and anger, and instead showing patience, selflessness and joy. And finally, Paul says that love, this love for each other by which we demonstrate that God is real in our lives, is about putting one another first. Instead of always trying to get what we want, we seek the good and the priorities of our friends, our families, and others around us. Sound easy? Of course not. It's incredibly hard to live in such a countercultural way. Thankfully, we're not on our own. The Holy Spirit living in us helps us to love in the way that God intended. We need the Spirit's help every day if we're going to be devoted to each other in love. But if we do, just imagine how the world around us could be transformed. You might want to join me in praying this short prayer. Holy Spirit, come and fill me afresh today. I need your presence and your power in my life if I'm going to break my programming and follow God's way of love. Help me to be devoted to my friends and to everyone around me and to live in such a way that it demonstrates your love to the world. Amen. There's now a chance for you to pray or listen to God or simply be still for a few moments. Each day on Orbit, we provide you with a simple challenge, something to do which helps you to put this little thought into action. And here's today's. There's an ancient spiritual practice which monastic communities call submission. It's the spiritual discipline of putting each other first. Today, try to make some decisions which deliberately elevate other people's priorities above your own. Give up your place in a queue. Give away some loose change or invite someone else to choose what movie you watch. Giving up our rights to always come first is a spiritual pursuit and it's the way of love. If you want to get in touch about today's thought or anything else, you can always email martin.saunders@stmaryreigate.org. Message us on Instagram too. We're @stmarys_satellites. Let us know what you think of this daily reflection. We would love your feedback. We'll be back with another edition of Orbit tomorrow. Thanks for taking part today.